Give us wisdom. Help us to hear your word. Understand your will for us so that we can serve you and learn to be your disciples. We pray for our brothers here and in other places, Lord. Pray for Brother Edgar that you heal him, give him strength and help. Guidance to follow you, take care of his family. Pray that you be with our brothers in Mexico, Peru, Colombia, Brazil, Lord. Pray that you guide us this week. Bless the time that we have to be together today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today we're in Psalm. Jude mentions Enoch in verse 14. The seventh from Adam prophesied. Enoch prophesied about these men, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of the saints to execute judgment on all, and to convict all who are ungodly among men with their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against them." So we think of the judgment of God. It gives the idea here that God is coming back with judgment, and His people are going to be part of it. Using His holy ones, it says that they shall have a two-edged sword in their hand. And can any of you remember where the Bible makes a comparison of a two-edged sword and what it's referring to? It says something is sharper than a two-edged sword. What is it? In Hebrews, there's a verse that says God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So we see God's word being used through His people. And as Christ said that God would send His Holy Spirit to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But we see that in the end of this psalm here, to deal retribution to the nations, reproving among peoples, to shackle their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to fulfill among them the written judgment. This glory He gave to all His holy ones. So this is part of our calling and our place as God's people, if we're faithful to the end. So, one last thought about these verses is that God uses His people to speak to the world and to speak to each other, to speak to us. We can hear, if we're listening, we can hear God's voice, and we can see what God's trying to say to us through the holy people that He put around us in our lives. That's part of God's word, just as much as the Bible in our hands, is to be listening and seeing what God is trying to say to us. We have examples around us of people doing God's will. We have people that instruct us and admonish us. These are ways that God is speaking to us. So, for the boys' lesson next week, you can give an example in your life or in the scriptures where God used somebody else or used a man to communicate His will or something important to your life that you need. Lord bless you, Lord. Let's do your voice lesson now.
Does everybody know the voice lesson?
Ryan Metter texted and said that everyone can get up today and just give an example of how you or your family praises the Lord, young boys and older.
Our family can praise the Lord by singing hymns and loving our neighbor and helping people. Usually in the morning we get up and after breakfast we sit around and praise God with hymns and reading the Bible.
We praise God by helping other people.
we can praise God by giving other people stuff.
I thought we could praise God by singing.
Our family can praise God by going and visiting old people.
I thought about our family and praising God as getting along and loving one another.
We have a neighbor that we have that we help sometimes. That sometimes their car breaks down or something, we have to help them. So that's, I think, helping your neighbors, praising God.
I was just thinking about one way to praise God would be having a full willingness to, if a man needs visited or something, if he's lonely, go visit him, or if someone needs money, just happily give it to him with no grudges.
Our family can praise God as getting along with each other and visiting elderly people and just praising Him.
Praise God by having a good attitude all the time and toward other people, and how we act toward them.
We praise God by being the people He created us to be and doing His will, and just being what He created us to be.
We can praise God by helping people, doing what He wants us to do and doing His will.